evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, 3/25/2022. Hawk didn't make the roll call last night. Hawk was not able to really walk. So anyway, that's enough said about that. I'm up on the chair tonight, and when I say I'm not really able to walk, it's because I had severe pain in my back, and that is, for whatever reason, whatever the cause, be that as it may, I feel that, you know, it's that when you start to get over the target, you know, you start to catch the flack. Well, we've been over the target on this show for 17 years plus, and I'll tell you, throughout the whole time, there's been some incidents that are just incredible, like when I did get zapped by electromagnetic-type pulse weapon, a direct energy weapon, from the helicopter hovering at 100 feet, and it wasn't a black one, no, 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 it was the red and white, all right, up over the street, and it hovered there, and I was in the front yard, not more than 50 yards away, all right, and it was then, and then the over-rev and the over-rev and the powering up, and then the Lord told me, just directly in my mind, he said, run for the garage. I ran for the garage, I turned, and my right side was turned to that helicopter, and from that period on, I went in and I laid down. Then I had a stroke, okay? That's been a number of years ago, and I don't talk about it all the time because it doesn't make any difference. But after that, about half of my body, the right half of my body was just about numb, okay? And it would come and go a little bit, but I'm telling you, it was basically numb for about, I don't know, close to 6 months. And then yesterday, I started getting whatever it was, the same type of sensation came back. And in my right side of my body, I started to go numb in my leg and all of the different things, but with pain in the back. So I'll tell you, then after that, getting zapped a few years ago, this is just to let you know this. This is a war. The war is against the evil. The war is when you stand up for the Lord Jesus, when you stand for him and you stand against evil. It is a war. It is not a fake science fiction thing. This is a real deal. Our Father in heaven is our Father in heaven, and he gave his only begotten Son to come down onto this planet here to go through this experience and to then be placed on the cross and persecuted and then be resurrected. And then the Lord Jesus, there's power in the blood of Jesus, because if you will repent of your sins, if you will ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then he will start to wash you clean. But the real promise is that you'll have everlasting life. If you lose your life here, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. I'm going to tell you what, it's the best deal. But he'll start to wash you clean before you go. He'll start to help you if you're sincere. So I'm just telling you, I've done that. I know where I'm going. I don't have the fear that so many people communicate to me they're having. I have a little bit of sense that it's going to be bad. And I kind of experienced before it happens what's going to happen a little bit. It's like I see and I know what's going to happen on this planet, in this country, in different places. And I'm telling you, it's going to be, guess what? Just like what Lord Jesus told you in the red letters. If you read Matthew 24, if you read Matthew 25, which is a reason, it gives you what to do in order to prepare for what's coming. Now, it's getting really wild weasel, ain't it? So why don't I just read it to you again? Or let me read you Luke 21. You want me to read you that one? I started with Matthew 24 and I went to Luke 21 because it gives you a slightly different thing. But let's just read Luke 21. Nation shall rise against nation, starts verse 10 here, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes, like quakes again in Cumbre Vieja in the Canary Islands, La Palma, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate on what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. That's already really starting to happen, you know that? But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Well, let's look at that. On verse 16, he's saying, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. In other words, your friends and your buddies and your co-workers and sometimes your parents or your brethren, you know, are going to be, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Because they're going to betray you. And then he says, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair on your head perish. Well, how can that be? If they've caused you to be put to death. How can that be, ladies and gentlemen? And Lord Jesus tells you right here in the red letters. Verse 19, Luke 21 of the King James Bible. In your patience, possess ye your souls. Okay? In your patience, possess ye your souls. Unless you're going to give it away, unless you're going to trade it up to Lucy for a good golf game, or trade it up to Lucy for fame and fortune and the so you can be the new mass singer, or the new dancer, or the whatever they got on the TV that's all lucified up these days. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be Wild Weasel, and it already is starting to be Wild Weasel. So, at the same time, you see, we've got all of the elites. And let's see, you know, I saw something, it was very interesting to see it because it's a, Brother Quayle posted the story, stevequayle.com, good place to go. And there's a story, secret societies that have infiltrated religions have the same ultimate goals as the New World Order. The total enslavement of mankind and the elimination of Christianity. And yes, we've talked to you about that, have we not? We've read to you many times. Over the years, we, the Royal We Know Hawk, has read to you, and others. Let me read this right now. This is from Albert Pike, who was the head of all world Freemasonry, the top slots, the inventor of the 33rd degree, and there's more degrees beyond that. And he wrote this in a letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, you see, long time ago. Back in, let's see, when did he write this? 1871, apparently. The Third World War. Ah, are we hearing about that? Must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world, and the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the modern Arabic world, and the political Zionism state of Israel mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, you see, that's all been going on now for a lot of time. We've had the Mideast, haven't we? All right? Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And we shall unleash the nihilists. Now, what's a nihilist? Essentially, that's somebody who wants to tear down all the pillars of society, wants to tear down the buildings, tear the systems up, you know, wreck the whole economy, wreck this and that, tear it all down, but not necessarily have something else to put up for. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Well, now that's been happening. That was happening in the United States with the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter real estate firm, which takes your donations at the nice little white bread churches, you see. To scare you, they come in with their witchcraft, or their African witchcraft, and sell you the little thing that you put out in the yard, the little heart, the black heart that has one little white sliver up in the upper left-hand corner. They sell that to you for big money, and then they go off to all over parts of the world and buy giant mansions and properties in the mountains in Georgia and big properties in Canada and California and all kind of places. Take the millions and buy luxury estates. You know, that's all right. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. We shall promote a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effects of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. And then everywhere, this could also be including, you see, Ukraine and Putin and all what's being done over there. They're leveling some of these cities. I mean, it's leveling them like Dresden. And I got to comment about that in a minute, too. Everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, Albert Pike says, you see, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction. That's what Pike says. Anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration. And then Albert Pike gives you the coup de ville here, he says. Coup de grace, I know, but I call it coup de ville, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, you see. Brought finally out in the public view, this manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Lucifer is what the world leaders and all these big huckabuck mucky mucks worship. They're worshiping Lucifer. They think he can win against Jesus and against our Father in heaven. They want for him to come and for Christianity to be defeated, and he's going to try to do a counterfeit of the Lord Jesus role as a Messiah. He's going to try to do a counterfeit of it, but it ain't going to happen. But in the meantime, what these people are intending to do is to destroy. Well, let me quote one of them or two of them here. Let's just see here. Let's see. Let me get a good one here. Oh, yeah. We can just go right to Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. Oh, let's go to Ted Turner. Everybody remember Ted? A total world population, world population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. Ted Turner, in an interview with Audubon Magazine. Now, here's old Prince Philip. In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. And here's good old David Rockefeller. We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crises, and the nations will accept the new world order. Here's Richard N. Gardner in Foreign Affairs, April 74. Big time, a guy up there in the mucky mucks of the State Department, that kind of stuff. Those kind of worlds, the United Nations. In short, the House of World Order will have to be built from the bottom up rather than from the top down. It will look like a great booming, buzzing confusion, to use William James' famous description of reality. But an end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault. So they're running around the edge, doing an end run around national sovereignty. Putin is still a Russian. He still is going for national sovereignty. Oh, you thought you're an American, huh? And you thought old Billy Clinton? Here's what he had to say about you. We can't be so fixated on our desire to preserve the rights of ordinary Americans. In other words, they're going to take your rights away and they're going to put them into the New World Order feng shui, huh? You could go on and on about this. Essentially, the elite people, the richest people, the big money groups. And there's different families involved with that, and everybody thinks it's one, that, this, that, or the other. One thinks it's this, the other thinks it's that. Down at the bottom of this, let's see, I think they've got some, here's some name, family names. And Pepe Orsini could be one of the high-level dudes, okay? The Orsinis, you go back to the Roman Empire, you start to look this stuff up. But here's the thing right here. This, they have a quote, and this is at, tell you where this is at. This is the All News Pipeline, March 24th, 2022. The secret societies that have infiltrated religions have the same ultimate goal as the New World Order, the total enslavement of mankind, the elimination of Christianity. And what did I just tell you about Albert Pike? What did I just read to you? All right. But let's go back down here, and we're going to say what they're telling. Let's see. Okay. Okay, let me see here. They're talking about some families, the Ptolemy bloodlines of the Orsinis, the Breakspears, the Aldobrandinis, the Farnese's, Somaglia's, families all controlled apparently through the Jesuits and Knights of Malta. And then they say that the top spot pecking order in Italy, Pep Orsini, and with Henry Breakspear in Macau, China. Now, here is the big money groups. They say that the families shown at the top of the hierarchy are second in importance and wealth. The Rothschilds of Israel, Well, the Rothschilds are really from Germany, France, Italy, or the five brotherhoods. You had Meyer M. Schellbauer, and he was the provider of coinage and managed the affairs of the Prince of Hesse, Germany. And so then he had the five sons, and they had London, Paris, Rome. Of course, they had Frankfurt, London, Paris, Rome, and Vienna, all right? And you see the Rockefellers of the United States and the Windsors. The Windsors are Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, the English royal family, or the German royal family. And then they say they are pawns for the ancient 13th bloodlines. So this is an interesting article, but I'm going to read some of the family names that they're putting out here. And this, I remember a book about all of this quite some time ago. But they have under the old Illuminati triangle in the pyramid, they got Astor, Bundy, Freeman, Collins, Reynolds, Russell, Kennedy, Onassis, DuPont, Rothschild, Rockefeller, Van Dyne, that's D-U-I-N, and Lee, the Lee family. And when I talked about them that one time, all of a sudden, I had a Chinese guy on my front porch with $1,000 shoes and a $1,000 sport coat on. I was saying, oh, you'll please help me in a pidgin English, all right? And it was 2:30 in the morning on Saturday night, and I said through the door, as I had the old Glockenspiel pointed right at him, and the Lord Jesus had told me, as I peeked out the blind, not to look at his eyes, but to look at his hands. And he had in his hands what looked to be a cell phone. All right, you know, like a 5G, a modern type, big Apple type phone or whatever the brand name of it is. But he had it gripped like he was gripping it, like he was going to use it as a zapper, like one of them 500,000 watt zappers where you put it on somebody's neck and zap them. And so I said through the door, and he must have savvied up real good on English, I said, you either get off my front porch, I'm going to ventilate you through this door. And that guy jumped back 10 feet and started running down the road. I acquired a driver. You know, that's the biggest club in the golf bag. I acquired one of those, and I made my way out by another exit to the building. And I went, and I got down behind some bushes, and I looked down through there at the end of the cul-de-sac where he had just run to. And there was the black SUV sitting right there. Lights off, but the tail, smoke coming out of the tailpipe, and a guy at the driver's thing smoking a cigarette, because I could see the light of the cigarette flash. And that guy, that Chinese guy in those fancy shoes and a real nice-looking sport jacket dressed to the nines at 2:30 in the morning runs down the street to that black SUV. Okay, says something to the driver, then he runs around the back of the SUV, he gets in the passenger side, they come around the cul-de-sac, and I'm tracking them all the way, and my old buddy Big Mac will know what I'm talking about. Old Big Mac will know what I'm talking about. I'm tracking them all the way. I got them led. I'm leading them a little bit. You know what I mean? Dead smack dead on them, because we ain't that far away. And by the time that guy gets up the block up to the top of the hill on an incline, he's going 80 mile an hour from a standing start. He must have popped the nitrous or hit the scramble button or something, because I'm going to tell you, he was flowing, and I just kept him on there. Well, that was after I did the big show the week before about the Illuminati Lee family, when I gave out at that time a penthouse address and a phone number up there and the guy's name in Shanghai. I also gave out another one back then they tried to hack me with. And I gave out, that happened to be, I guess, the number for a Bentley automobile in Shanghai. So they're just part of the families. And then you got Poppy Bush and them, or third tier, you see. But they still have old Poppy Bush still had. When I talked to, I talked to the guy who was the, Treasury Department, secretary, and this years ago, when you used to go to those, really cool things like the preparedness expos and the Patriot, forums and that kind of stuff that Terry Reed put on and Jerry, for the people, Jerry, anyway, and different guys in the Mid-American Constitution Convention, they used to do them in Kansas City, and they were all over. And I remember talking to the guy, and you could still go up to a different place on the internet, and you can find his handwritten notes where he talks about the Bush family, and he breaks down how Poppy Bush and his family, just in bank accounts alone, this was a Treasury Department investigator who was investigating them involved with the Arkansas stuff, the Operation, Centaur Rose, and Black Rose was Poppy Bush. Then he was looking into that and all the savings and loans and all of that kind of stuff and his handwritten notes. And back then, this was in the, late 80s, early 90s. Would have been the early 90s when he's doing it. And he finds that just in the top bank accounts, not stocks, not gold, not land, not ranchos, not this, that, or the other, not oil rigs, but just in bank accounts, old Poppy Bush and his crew allegedly had, according to this Treasury investigator, in his handwritten notes, they had $54 billion just in bank accounts, not including ranches, not including oil properties, not including gold or silver or whatever else they got. And they're just buddies of the Lee family, but I'm going to tell you, there are trillionaires, and these are the people, and mostly, like, if you look at the picture on the internet, look up Rothschild Family Party, where they're Halloween party, where they're worshiping, Lucifer or something like that, and you'll see pictures of their party that they had. But Astor, Bundy, Freeman, Collins, Reynolds, Russell, Kennedy, Onassis, DuPont, Lee, Rockefeller, Rothschild, and Ben Dwight. Oh, I tell you, it's just, and then down below that, and then you got all of these type of people running the military-industrial complex, so to speak. You know what I mean? They own the banks, they own the corporations, they own whole classes of commodities. This stuff they're doing now is right out of Heinz Kissinger and out of good old Zbigniew Brzezinski's, War in the Technological Age, and how do you control countries? You control them with oil. How do you control people? You control people with food! 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 Famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places, wars, rumors of wars! We've been on this for almost 18 years, and the Lord has never told me to quit because, he says, what makes you think that the people understand the scriptures? Because I say, Lord, give me a new scripture. Let me read something different. But I was given this by him to teach and to let people know, to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus. And then, secondarily, to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, so they might understand what they need to do in order to possibly prepare, and to do it with a watchman's word, you see, on the wall. And I'm going to tell you something. There's no blood on my hands, no blood on Steve Quayle's hands, because we've warned you. So this is the time when it's coming down to cases. This is the time when it's the cull time, the cutting time, whatever it is you want to call it. And it's going to be extremely wild weasel, and it's getting that way. Your President Biden is the ultimate fool, tool, whatever, of this New World Order crowd, this Luciferian gang. All of whom Lucifer is telling each one of them they're going to be the only one. They're going to be his right-hand man, you know. And Lucifer's got them all competing. This one, that one, the other one against the other one, this and that, the other one. But they have goals, you see. And one of the major goals is to reduce the population. What's it say on the Georgia Guidestones, people? What's it say up there? Georgia Guidestones. Carved in granite up on the hill, on the mountain, down in Georgia. The work paid for by allegedly a Rosicrucian guy. Money given to the local banker with specific instructions and powers of attorney and all that kind of stuff of what to put up on the guidestones. Well, one of the things they have up on there is this. Population, planet Earth, no more than 500 million in harmony and perpetuity, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, okay? Look them up, Georgia Guidestones. Read what it has to say. It's real. You could go down there and see them. So your own president, the fool tool of the drooling New World Order, who worship Lucifer the Lightbringer. And I'm going to tell you what, when Lord Jesus comes down here with his angels, you can see at the back of the Bible what it says. There's going to be a 200 million man army with Lucy and all of his hordes and demons and crackerjacks and people from space and whatever. Gigantes, alien pine scum, and they're going to be sitting there, going to come against Israel. They're going to come against it, and then the Lord is going to take them out. But before we get there, I submit to you there's going to be some billions of people die. Billions. And 200 million man army? That sounds like China to me, you know. And isn't it interesting that we've got now Cumbre Vieja, all right? 60 earthquakes, what, 67 earthquakes yesterday. And then more up in the Azores, which are also Portugal's property up a little bit further up, São Jorge, it's an island in the Azores. Canaries are Spanish. And if you recall back in 204, I believe, or 205, I think it was still in 204, when I wrote a thing up in the, in Steve Quayle, it was a hawk talon, I called him in those days. A hawk talon, where I wrote up a little piece, and Steve posted. And we talked about a thunderball type fight between Russian Spetsnaz, or swimmers, and U.S. Navy SEALs fighting underneath Cumbre Vieja, underneath La Palma in that area, because the Russians were trying to put nuclear devices underneath there to blow it, okay? Why would they want to blow up? Because if you blow the cliff face off there, the big cliff face of La Palma at Cumbre Vieja, and that drops into the ocean, it makes a tsunami, and the models are various models, but the model that I recall was a wave that would be about, let's just say, 600 feet high. Could be even higher. I've seen some as high as 1,200 feet. But let's say 600 feet that travels and hits the entire east coast of the United States at about 500 miles an hour and goes inside maybe up to 50 miles. That wipes out the entire east coast of, of Canada and of United States, from Florida to Maine, okay? And then on up into Canada. And it also would then go out and hit, you see, England and parts of the west coast of Europe. Well, isn't that what sort of like Putin's threatening to do, or is being pushed into the corner like a cornered bear? What's the bear going to do? He's going to come charging out with all his claws and all his force. He's not fighting a World War II battle. He may be losing that. Because he had wanted to take Ukraine whole and just take it over, and he thought they would love him and all that stuff. Because his intelligence people also work for the New World Order app. Work for the New World Order jerkwaters. The Lucy's. Now, the same guy, Red China Joe, who allegedly threw his son, Hunter, don't you know, took $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese, and then this year added on, allegedly, another $31 million, according to Peter Schweitzer, who writes the books about these things. Peter Schweitzer, what's the new one? Is it Caught Red-Handed or something like that? And then the old one was Secret Empires. Peter Schweitzer. His new book is at the bookstore, I think, now. Caught Red-Handed or something like that, or I don't know, I forget the name of it. So then you've got the Chinese helping Russia, you see. Helping Russia. They want Russia for the same thing they want for everybody else. They want the raw materials. They want the mineral wealth. They want the gold, the silver, the, you know, the titanium, the oil, the natural gas, the all the different rare earths and metals, and the Chinese already control a lot of that stuff already on the planet. When we built the SR-71 Blackbird, we had to lie and form a company in order to get the titanium from the Russians in order enough of it to build it. And I know my old buddy, B&E from B, okay? They know all about that. So I'm telling you, it's going to be interesting. Wheat, corn, barley. Ukraine and Russia produce some of the largest amounts on the planet. Now, Biden says yesterday, well, there's going to be just not a sanction against Russia, the sanction against America, too, and there's going to be real food shortages. When the President of the United States says there's going to be real food shortages and warns of it, you'd better understand that he's telling you the truth. Because these are commodities that are traded on the planet worldwide. Those commodity systems are starting to get screwed up. And then good old World Bank President David Malpass. You know, Mal, M-A-L in Spanish means bad. David Bad Pass. There's no need for you. You don't need to store. You people, you peons, you peasants. You don't need to store, you see. Flour or gasoline or hoard it. Because this is a world system, and the world system will provide the appropriate amount for each person, you see. And then you got old Klaus. Klaus tells you, you will own nothing and you'll be happy. We will own it all. And then if you toe the line and worship Lucifer, you see, worship Lucifer, then we'll give you the mark. You'll take the mark and then you'll just have everything that you need to be happy. But you'll own nothing. Well, excuse me, Mr. Klaus, excuse me, Mr. Bad Pass World Bank. I'm going to tell you what. There's red-blooded Americans out here that don't go along with you. And we're, to be honest with you, we have the right to bear arms. All right? We have the right to freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom to petition our government for redress of grievances. But be that as it may, when you start your World War III, or you release the new bioweapon, the new pestilence, which I saw Fauci today with Neil Cavuto, and I thought, how fitting, on Fox, you got two idiots talking to each other on Fox, Cavuto and Fauci. They're going to release something new. Let me tell you, they're going to release something new. And incidentally, with regard to Cumbre, we had the last loony balloon that we were seeing coming out of Albuquerque and sojourning its way over all the bases at 50, 60,000 feet where they could see Los Alamos, White Sands, all of that, Sandia. Then they could see, you know, like Pantex and all the air bases and army bases and navy bases in Texas, Louisiana, all of that. And then they meandered over and went off to Georgia, and they went off the coastline. And then they could see all the submarine bases and navy bases. When you're that high, you got line of sight down. And what they do is what they were doing by Hawaii. They were vacuuming up, taking high-resolution video pictures, vacuuming up every bit of military communications from all the bases and general communications from U.S. governments and all the stuff, taking that and sending that to the red Chinese. Millie, little sweet pink jockstrap Millie, he don't have to call the Chinese. All he has to do is have them not shoot down these red Chinese, allegedly red Chinese loony balloons. He just has to let them up and they'll do their thing, you see. Oh, yes. But what did they do? They burned down a Walmart regional distribution center, didn't they? Somebody did. Was that the red Chinese just letting Walmart know that they still are at least 50 or 49% partners and everything, all the factories? Allegedly in China? Allegedly? So Cumbre Vieja, that little balloon, turned itself off after it went off the Florida coast. Then, guess what? A new one was launched off of Bermuda. Well, that's not that far. You know, the red Chinese, when they were running weather weapons and creating 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hurricanes in the summer that went into Florida and into, you know, the southern coastlines. And you remember the one they sent that one year went across Florida, right through the center, went out into the Gulf, and then came back and went back through to the Atlantic. And that's when old, the old Secretary of Defense, Donnie Rumsfeld, made a threat to the Red Chinese back then, and this was not on your television set. And he threatened them if they didn't quit creating them storms off the coast of Africa, that they was going to take them out. All right? So now the loony boom pops up in Bermuda, and then it could sort of like cruise up. Maybe it has, doesn't have to have superpower. It has to have the right frequency and pulse it. Boom, 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 boom. Whatever the frequency is. Pulse it and start to create the earthquakes in Cumbre Vieja again. Or they do that with the scalar interferometer, and then the loony balloon just watches that, all right? And why do you go on up into the Azores, up to Sao Jorge? Because up in there, that's the Atlantic Rift, isn't it? Isn't that where the Atlantic Ocean, where the rift, the giant rift in that is? So you could hit, and the Chinese could help them, you know, with Cumbre Vieja, and then blame it on the Russians, or they could say, Russians, why don't you use your billiard ball? scalar imperometer and start pulsing that fault up there again. And then we'll send that tsunami at 500 miles an hour and go 50 miles inland on the east coast of the United States and take it all out. Wasn't that warfare? You're darn right it's warfare. Doesn't have to be nuclear, does it? No, it does not. They could release pestilences. Now, here's a little tip for you on Biden's little thing. They ask him about if Russia uses chemical warfare against Ukraine, what's going to happen? Well, they're usually talking about that. They're already being used. Willie Peter, white phosphorus, is a chemical weapon that's being used, okay? It's not a nerve agent or a sarin gas, you know, or VX or whatever, like nothing like that. Sarin or Taboon or whatever they might release. But then Biden says it will be a response in kind depending upon what's being used or what the incident was or how it's being used. So if it's Willie Peter and they keep using it, then they'll give Willie Peter to the Ukrainians. They'll use it on the Russians. Maybe that's already being done. That would be a tit-for-tat and in-kind response. But see, then they come back the next day, and then he has the red-headed witch, the red witch, hacky-sacky, lie for him again. And then in a month, they'll change those lies and say, well, I never said that, and she never said that, and this is the story. These things are deterrents. Sanctions are deterrents. He'll come out, and then they will be deterrents again. But I'm going to tell you what, this guy's going to stumble into something. The New World Order is running his thing. He's gotten paid by the Chinese and by the Russians and by the Ukrainians and who knows whoever else. And he can still drive a hot Corvette, but you've got to pedal a bicycle. You've got to pay $7 a gallon of gasoline in California, or four something, or five something, wherever you're at. You've got to get the food. You've got to get the water filtration and water storage and the water purifiers and be redundant in those things. You've got to have, what's the Lord say in Matthew 25? Wise virgins had lamp oil and extra wicks for their lamps. The foolish ones didn't. And when they were told by the wise virgins, no, we're not going to give you any, but you go to them that sell and buy it for yourself. And then when they left and the bridegroom came, the wise virgins trimmed their lamps and, you know, juiced them up and got a nice bright fire in their lamp. And they went off in with the bridegroom, and the door was shut. And then those foolish virgins come say, Lord, Lord, open to us. And what does Jesus say? Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. So when your third cousin's brother-in-law's girlfriend's hairdresser, who's married to a guy who had a top-secret clearance in 1962, okay, not a top secret plus 30 levels above clearance, but a top secret clearance, who's told you all along you're full of it, when they come to your door and say, I know you got food, come on, let us in, we're your buddies. You tell them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. Get off my front porch, I'm going to ventilate you through the door. See, that's where we're at now. We're not at now. Oh, love. And did you see the thing where the cookie sellers, I don't know if they're Girl Scouts, but somebody was selling cookies or some kind of candy or something. They ring the doorbell. The little old lady opens the door. She hopes it's going to be her kids or a friendly neighbor who's going to say hi to her. But she opens the door and then she refuses to buy. And then 3 minutes later, after the lady sits down, they ring the doorbell, they ring it and ring it, bing, bing, bing again. Then they go, she goes to the door, and there's the teenage girl who was selling the candy or the cookies with a guy with a gun, and they come through the door and knock her down. Well, let me tell you, what's it tell you? Don't open the dadgum door. You peek out another window, see who's out there. If you don't like the looks of them, don't open it. They'll leave a message. If it's somebody from the UPS, they'll bing your door and set it down. Or same way with the Amazon. Or if it's the post office, they'll leave a note in your box. You'll have to go to the post office to get it. But this kind of stuff is going to go totally nuts and totally wild. And they'll tell you there's going to be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. And you're going to have wars, rumors of wars. And Jesus says in Matthew 24, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Because then the Lucys, and then the demons, and then the six-fingered Samuels with height and gigantic types and hybrids and all the weirdo stuff of the world and all the nihilists and the atheists that Pike is talking about, they're going to come because they're hungry. Just like the kids, we got 12, 15 kids overrunning pharmacies in New York. They just go in and bust down the joint like nobody's business and bum rush the joint. And they go back there and they got guns and they pop the pharmacist and fight him and throw him down and they grab all the drugs, prescription drugs, the dope, all the different stuff off the shelves, put it into big bags and take it with them. When are people going to learn? You better go anywhere. You better be well healed. Okay, that was a cowboy term in the old West saying you better have your sidearm on and probably your lever action rifle at the ready, you know, plus a good Bowie knife to do any knife fighting or carving that you need to do if you're to lose the others or run out of ammo. This is not going to go well. It is going to progress. If you got 3 more years just in terms of the economics of this thing, can you imagine 3 more years of inflation the way it's going now? A gallon of gas will be $20, $30, $40 a gallon. This is not the 70s where we didn't have the amount of debt we do now. Professor Lawrence Kotlikoff, Boston University, I believe. Wasn't he? Boston University, I think. Kotlikoff looks at the true debt levels of the United States government, the true ones. The stuff where you put everything, all the off-the-books stuff, you take that into account. What's off the books in a sense? Oh, military pensions, government employee pensions, all these different things are not necessarily included in the debt. They figure they can just print the money when they need it. But if you include all of the debt obligations of the United States, Kotlikoff will tell you it's somewhere upwards of $150 trillion with a T. Over $150 trillion. Not $30 trillion. $150 trillion. It can never be paid off. Why do you think they're going to go for the Great Reset? They're going to level it all out. And that information that Brother Quayle had and I had, I know we got it back years ago. We got it from old, an old guy was involved heavy up in the gold trade where we saw pictures of storerooms full of pallets full of gold high. And that guy was involved with the Chinese, married to a high-level Chinese woman, who daddy, I believe, was a trillionaire. And we were told back then that there is in the Bank of International Settlements that all the top money groups, the top 20, 30, 40, say the top 50 money groups, the people that got the real money, the trillions, and the families where the families have hundreds of trillions, like the Rothschilds. Those kind of people, where those people have already set up a parallel system through the International Bank of Settlements that regardless of what currency the world uses, and you remember they printed world dollars at one point in time. They actually had them printed. People saw them. But now, remember before Trump got elected, I was telling you on air, they were red Chinese, were going to float the yuan renminbi, back it by gold, because they had large amounts of gold from the ancient Chinese emperors on stored in caves. That's not officially on anything. You also have the yuan renminbi, and then Trump got elected and it scared him a little bit. They backed off of it. Now, what is we're talking about? Now we made the decoupling. Now the Russians will sell you gas or oil and gold. Now the Russians will sell the Chinese anything they want in yuan, okay? They will sell the Iranians. All of those people will be involved, and they'll be able to buy or sell in other currencies besides the dollar, which the dollar was made the only currency, the reserve currency, which oil had to be purchased in dollars. Now, as Brother Quayle so eloquently talked about in Operation Sandman on various of his podcasts and different programs he's done, they've decoupled. The Saudis are willing now to sell for yuan or for gold or for whatever oil to the Red Chinese. Okay? They've decoupled the dollar, and it's starting to slide and slip. And before all that stuff jumps the cup over the cup and goes off the table, you're going to see the wild weasel like you can't ever believe. You better go out tonight after the show. You better go out and start to get at least one more can of Chunky Soup. You think I laugh about that? I don't, because it's a real thing. That's a ration for a day. You got that, you got a ration for a day. You think you might get some all-purpose flour, get some five-gallon buckets, the food-grade type that are clean and nice, that have the screw-on lids? You think maybe you could take some food-grade diatomaceous earth, intermingle or mix it in there a little bit? Food-grade diatomaceous earth. Keep the bugs out, let's say. You can do that with a little wheat, too. You know, if you had some good organic wheat you could get from a farmer locally or something, or buy it on the Internet, or buy it locally in some facility that might sell it to you. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. And give the fight to protect the family. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows for those who hate Jesus, his venom. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPua, Mickey. They are the trick. All up. All up. General McCormick, got a mission. Road and track. Little L. You guys might be taking up swords here before too long and learning some sword play. But don't forget your math, your science, your English, any other language you get. Don't forget that. Don't forget the Lord Jesus loves you. And you got a good mama to listen to him. Ladies and gentlemen, go out tonight and prepare. Good night.